Joe Biden says he worked on Paris climate deal with long-dead Chinese leader. By Joshua Kaplan on February 25, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden mistakenly claimed on Monday that he worked on the Paris climate accord with former Chinese leader Deng Xiaoping, who died more than 20 years before its signing. Biden made the gaffe while citing his accomplishments in President Barack Obama's administration. "One of the things I'm proudest of is getting past, getting moved, getting in control of the Paris Climate Accord," Biden said in a speech at the College of Charleston. "I'm the guy who came back after meeting with Deng Xiaoping and making the case that I believe China will join if we put pressure on them. We got almost 200 nations to join." Xiaoping served as the leader of China from 1978 until his retirement in 1992, and passed away in 1997. Xi Jinping, China's current president, came to power 2013 and signed the country onto the 2016 agreement. In June 2017, President Trump announced that the U.S. would withdraw from the agreement, stating that accord will undermine the economy and puts the United States at a permanent disadvantage. In addition to the Xiaoping gaffe, Biden bizarrely declared in a campaign speech that he is a candidate for the United States Senate and that people could vote for the other Biden if they prefer one of his rivals. "My name is Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over, if you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other Biden," the 77-year-old said at the First in the South dinner. Biden's confusing comments come as Democrat primary candidates are scheduled to debate in Charleston Tuesday evening. The former vice president faces increasing pressure to give a standout performance as his firewall in the Palmetto State crumbles in the face of a surging Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. The Vermont senator is fresh off a decisive victory in Nevada caucuses on Saturday. Earlier this month, he placed first the New Hampshire primary and won the popular vote in Iowa. In a survey released Monday, the public policy polling outfit said Biden leads South Carolina with 36% of support and Sanders is in second at 21%.